Europe.
Turkey. Dog gone. Recep Tayyip Erdogan refuses to let sleeping dogs lie.
Stray dogs have been a fixture of Turkey's cities for centuries. Butchers ply them with scraps, pensioners offer them water, while others use boxes fitted with blankets to shield them from the winter cold. The strays are chipped, vaccinated, and spayed by local vets. Now the dogs seem poised to disappear. A law drawn up by the ruling Justice and Development, or ARC party, and passed by Parliament on July 30th, requires municipal authorities to round up Turkey's strays and keep them locked in shelters. Aggressive or terminally sick dogs would be put down. At an animal clinic in Kemerburgaz, on the outskirts of Istanbul, officials say they receive an average of 20 sick or injured street dogs every day. For years, they would nurse the animals back to health and return them to the neighbourhoods where they roamed. From now on, however, the dogs in their care must remain penned up unless they can be adopted. The law gives Turkey's municipalities until 2028 to build enough new shelters for the country's estimated 4 million strays. At the moment, these can house only 105,000. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and ARC frame this as the only solution to a dangerous menace, citing instances of children being mauled. Animal rights activists say the measures will create shelters teeming with dogs and disease, paving the way for a mass cull. A political standoff is brewing. The opposition Republican People's Party, or CHP, which runs the country's biggest cities, says it will not comply. Turkey's dogs have been here before. In 1910, the Young Turks, in their zeal to modernise the crumbling Ottoman Empire, dumped tens of thousands of Istanbul strays, deemed a symbol of backwardness, on a rocky island near the city's shores. Mad with hunger, the dogs turned on each other and eventually starved, but not before keeping the city awake for weeks with their howling. Today's strays deserve better.